good news in Philly, where it's been more than 20 years since any major team won a title. For sports fans there, that's meant a generation of heartbreak. Tomorrow night's Super Bowl offers a chance for revival. From member station WHYY, Joel Rose reports.
Maybe it started when Eagles fans threw snowballs at Santa Claus, or maybe it was the way the crowd at Veterans Stadium would turn on the home team after a strikeout. But somewhere along the line, Philly fans acquired a reputation. Their ill humor has even inspired a one-man show called The Philly Fan. Actor Tom McCarthy has been preparing for this role most of his life. When he was a kid, he sold programs at Eagles games, including the 1960 NFL Championship game when they beat the Green Bay Packers. The Super Bowl was born six seasons later, but the Eagles still haven't won it. McCarthy says all those years of losing have been tough on the fans.
Pissed us off. That's what it's done.
The last time any of Philadelphia's four major sports teams won a championship was 1983, when the 76ers were the NBA champs. That's 22 years, the longest current drought of any city with four teams. And it's not like things were all that great before the 1980s either, says McCarthy.
In 50 years, that's a half a century, there's only been six championships. That's not a lot. Eagles had one, that's all. So it's a long time between drinks.
Thank you. Wait for your drink.
John!
And the fans at Tony Luke's sandwich shop in South Philadelphia know it. Between bites of his roast pork sandwich, firefighter Ace Malia says he's tired of hearing fans in other cities complain.
To me, it's BS about all these other cities, like about Boston, Chicago, always saying, oh, they never won this, they never won that. Well, I can tell you, for Philly, what the hell have we won? It gets me mad, especially when I hear these other cities, you know, crying in their beer.
The Boston Red Sox finally broke their curse last year, winning the World Series for the first time in 86 years. The Chicago Cubs haven't won the title in close to a century, but Boston and Chicago teams have each won championships in basketball and football. No major team from Cleveland has won a title since 1964, but the city has only three of them, unlike Philly, which has four. Enthusiasm for the Eagles transcends mundane considerations like geography, race, and class. Mitch Goldman is a partner in the law firm of Duane Morris, which has offices in one of the fancy downtown skyscrapers that glow Eagles green at night.
We've been waiting for such a long time for a win, and I just think fundamentally this is a town that wants to support an underdog, and we've been the underdog, and hopefully now we won't be.
It's clear that the Eagles are the underdog this weekend. Most odds makers favor the Patriots by a touchdown. Of course, that didn't stop hundreds of fans from attending a pep rally Thursday outside City Hall.
1, 2, 3, E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Superstitious city officials have been careful not to utter the words victory parade, but they say plans are in place for a major, quote, procession on Tuesday if the Eagles win. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.
Philly, you're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.